July 1st will be a big day in Oregon for adults who like to use marijuana. That's when the state's voter-approved legalization of recreational pot takes effect. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman has a rundown of some of the things you need to know about the new law.
First, some basics. You have to be at least 21. You can't have more than 8 ounces of the drug in your house at any given time, and you certainly can't use it while you're driving. But what else? Well, you're only allowed to use marijuana at home or on private property, never in a public place. So we have our first gray area. Is sitting on your front porch a public place?
I think the general rule that people should follow in that is that if you can be seen from somebody walking down the sidewalk, then you're probably going to be in violation.
That's marijuana industry lobbyist Jeff Sugarman. So front porches are out, unless perhaps you live out in the country. But what about your backyard? That seems to be okay. But let's say you're the neighbor, and let's say you fired up the grill. And let's say the smell of sizzling steaks is overpowered by the smell of someone in the next yard enjoying their Measure 91 privileges. Technically, your neighbor is in the clear. But Salem Police Lieutenant Dave Okada says a little neighborly chat may be in order.
If it's your neighbor and you have that relationship with the neighbor and it's bothering you, just like anything else that a neighbor may do that's annoying you or that's creating issues, you know, we encourage people to try to work it out amongst themselves if they can possibly do that.
Using marijuana in public will carry a punishment equivalent to a traffic ticket. So Okada says if you do see someone walking down the street smoking pot, don't call 911. It may be illegal, but it probably isn't an emergency.
You know, we always advise people to look at the circumstances. A lot of times it's people just not being aware of what the law says.
So if marijuana is going mainstream, does that mean we'll be seeing ads for it when we drive down the road or flip on the TV? The late Peter Tosh once sang that he was eagerly anticipating the day when he could inform others of his willingness to sell them pot. So, could Peter Tosh advertise marijuana in Oregon? It depends on the context and the content. Marketing to kids is, of course, a no-no, but a spokesman for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, which will regulate retail sales of marijuana, says the ballot measure itself contains no limits on advertising. The commission plans to draw up rules for ads later this year, keeping in mind the state's robust protections of free speech. But marijuana industry lobbyist Jeff Sugarman thinks a lot of concerns about cannabis will gradually subside.
I think in a very short period of time, we're going to go back to our normal lives and nothing is really going to be that much different.
Except, of course, that marijuana will be legal. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.